सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। हरि ओम नमस्कार। सो थ्री मैन्युफैक्चरिंग डिफेक्ट्स एंड वॉल्यूम प्लीज लिटल मोर टू ब्रिंग रिमूव मल एंड विक्षेप वी हैव द कर्मकांड। विदाउट the mind being pure and focused, brahmajnana is not possible. So the purity of the mind, the concentration of the mind, the subtlety of the mind are necessary steps. So even if you want self-realization, you have to what? Do something for purifying your mind. It won't stay otherwise, the knowledge. It won't have the capacity to gain knowledge. So if you say, I don't want spiritual this, I just want worldly achievements, then also you need a beautiful mind. And if you want spiritual attainments, then also you need a beautiful mind. Either which way, you have to this. The same thing is otherwise even called dharma. The Vedas have two sections. One is called dharma and the other is called brahma. So dharmajnanam is the one that is karma kanda, upasana kanda is dharmajnanam. And brahmajnanam is which? The jnana kanda, the last section of the Vedas. So without dharma, brahmajnanam is not possible. Have you understood this concept? Step one must be dharmajnanam. That is why we said do dharma seva course. You know, that is important. Once my life becomes dharma-oriented, dharma-filled, dharma-based, then I make way for all spiritual progress. Otherwise, spiritual progress becomes difficult. So, rituals are ways by which I can make my mind focused and pure. This was what we saw, we were thinking, and subtle as well. Now, we are already doing rituals. We are already doing lots of rituals in so many different ways, in so many different contexts. So here we are only saying it is dharmic rituals because they have very, very specific this. They are time tested. This is one of the most important things one must understand, that all these rituals are what? Time tested. Hundreds have done it. Thousands have done it. It's a time tested method. And it is relevant and available even today. Because so many time-tested things have gone away. They're not available anymore. Whereas these rituals are still available and still can be practiced, and people are still practicing and attaining whatever has to be attained. You understand? It is not that in the past, in the Vedic times or in the, you know, Pauranic times, all these things were possible. And to date, there are people who do all these rituals and attain the desired state of the mind. So therefore, they are time-tested, available, and relevant. Have you understood? All of that is there. They're still available right now for us. There are people who are experts in that, who know how to do it, who can explain about it, even now. Okay. And it's not that difficult. That is another very, very important this. It's not that difficult. In fact, it is so easy that you will be surprised that it can be done so easily. It's just the matter of a will to do it. Yeah? Now, we were going to discuss about puja. I talked to you a little bit this. But remember, in our Hindu tradition or culture or dharma, there are many, many occasions for pujas. One is daily puja, which you do. There are some people who perform puja every day. So that is daily puja of their Ishtadeva or whatever the Lord in there. So that is one of the things. Then on special occasions also, what will be there? There will be pujas. So there's, let us say, Gudi Padwa just went. So there'll be a special puja for Gudi Padwa, isn't it? Especially. Not only that, those are occasions which are like celebrations, and but there will be special pujas for your own individual this. For example, it's your birthday. So you have a special puja. See how each of this is celebrated. It's always done with a puja. You see this? Or you have a, in your home, you know, when the jiva goes through all these 16 samskaras, let us say, the wedding. So then there'll be a what? A special puja. A special ritual will be there, right? Which will involve so many things, which will involve puja and homa. That's why these two are very common. Even the wedding, na? You remember when you got married? Yeah. So did you all have a havan and all that? Puja, havan, all this was, pujas and havan become part of all ceremonies. So it's not just that your daily this or that. It's there many, many times, many occasions you have these things happening. If you want, let us say, you know, a special sort of a occasion. So in the good old days when they wanted a special occasion, what would they do? Puja and that was their special entertainment. Like how we go ziplining. So there they did what? They would do what? Puja. That was their entertainment also. You know, if you see all these Pauranika kathas and all, so how did all these kathas, if you see, you know, all the Puranas, there will always be a Suta. Suta was the one who would, the storyteller. So all these Puranas and all were entertainment, side entertainment to the main ritual. The main ritual would be these rishis doing so much havans and pujas and all of that. So when that, you know, through the morning to evening they are doing it. Evening, they need what? Entertainment. So then entertainment used to be the kathas. You understand that? The main would be the rituals and the entertainment would be the kathas. Or sometimes they've done a katha for a puja for, let's say, 6 months. Then they have to take a break for a little time. So that break used to be the katha. You understand that? But the main thing would be what? The rituals. That would be the main thing. So what I'm trying to tell you is that there are many, many occasions. You know, like celebrations used to be done with pujas and homas. Individual celebrations, pujas and homas. Community celebration, pujas and homas. You understand? So many occasions in life used to be governed by, and each time there would be what? Puja and them. Now even you want to worship your, show your reverence to your guru, what do? Paduka puja. You see this? How awful it is them. So what do we do? Even now in our Chinmay mission as well, what do we do? On the occasion of this, what do we do? Paduka puja. Is it true or not? You see each time. Then someone's birthday is there for Gurudev or something, Guruji, his birthday, what will you do? Ayushya homam. Is it true or not? See, you mark all these occasions with puja, homa. Pujas, homa. They're very, very common, even today. So therefore, we will talk about these two. Not that there are not others, but these two are the most common. And you have all seen also, I'm sure you've seen, have you seen pujas and homas? No? You must have witnessed them somewhere or the other. So there's a chance that you would have seen them. So therefore, it's good to understand, even if you don't do it. If you do it, it'll be wonderful, but if you don't do it also, at least you should know what you are seeing and understand what you are seeing and appreciate it always. It's like learning classical music. If you learn classical music and then you go to a program, what happens? You appreciate the nuances and everything much more. Say, are kya baat hai, kya raag aaya hai? You know, that way. Otherwise, what happens? You sit there, huh? Good, 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 like that. So now we will be talking about the puja. Now, first of all, this word, I'll introduce the word sadhana to you all also. Very important. Now, we all have a sadhan. Sadhan means what? Instrument. Yeah? So, to keep the instrument fit, tuned and fine-tuned, what you do is called sadhana. Will you remember that? What is sadhana? We have a sadhan to make the sadhan fit and trim and get the best out of it, make it beautiful. What you do is called sadhana. Okay? So puja and homa are also called what? Sadhanas. Is that okay? Sadhanas translated into English would become what? Spiritual practices. So we should have sadhanas in our life. Okay? We must have what? Why? Because we have instruments to tune and fine-tune. We must keep them in fit condition. We must keep them in very good condition. So these are, sadhanas are important in life. Yeah. As I told you, we have three instruments. Which are the three instruments we have? Body, speech, and mind. So for puja is a thing and the homa is a thing by which a sadhan, by which all three are involved. All three get tuned and fine-tuned. And therefore it becomes easy to do. Where two are involved, it's a little more difficult. Where one is involved, it's even more difficult. But where three are involved, you have three supports. Remember what we talked yesterday? There's extra support, so it becomes what? Easy to do. So we have that. Now, what is a puja? Whatever is done with a pujya bhava is called puja. Whatever is done with a pujya bhava is called puja. If you have pujya bhava, then even bringing a glass of water to a person, giving a glass of water to a person is called what? Puja. Will you remember that? So whatever is done with a pujya bhava is called what? Puja. Okay. Then next question is what? What is pujya bhava? Theek hai na? Are you all awake? What is pujya bhava? So, 1, 2, 3 is equal to pujya bhava. Unfortunately, these are all things which should be taught from school. You know, I feel really bad that we have no such occasions of teaching. You don't just... Can you imagine, most of our education is only learning how to type and study this, that, and physics and chemistry, and simple, ordinary things of emotions and this, which we all experience. No one tells us this plus this is equal to this minus this is equal to this, like that. No one talks about it. What a sad thing. Pujya bhava is also called reverence in English, translated as. So what is reverence? So it is said that love plus respect plus faith. When all three come together, the resultant emotion is called what? Reverence. If you have just love for a person without respect, no pujya bhava. Worshipful attitude. If you just have respect but no love, no. There is possible that you can have respect but no love. It's possible to have love but no respect. And you add to that faith. Then what happens? The result is what? Pujya bhava, reverence. Got this point? And when you have this sort of a feeling, then what happens? Whatever you do for that person becomes what? A worship. You cook for the person, that's worship. Anything you do then becomes worship. So worship is not just a single act, it's the bhava. Is that understood that? It's a bhava. Our whole life can become a puja. What? Our whole life can become a puja. Every action can become puja. Even ordinary routine can become puja. Bathing can become puja. Swamiji, I like that one. Sleeping can become puja. I like that the best, Swamiji. You can teach that one. Why all these things? You please teach us sleeping puja. That is better. How can bathing become a puja? In your heart is Paramatma. Isn't it true? So when you get into the shower, what? You are doing abhishek to the Lord in you. So the minute the shower starts, sahasra shirsha purushaha, sahasra akshas sahasrapat, sabhumim bishvato vritva, Then what happens? You are doing abhishek to the Lord. Finish. Bathing has become what? Bolo. Don't you think that's a great idea? So don't say, I have no time for puja. Got that? Swami, what about that sleeping one? See, there are two things. One is that you actually, consider that, the Lord is with me and I am doing the abhishek. That is one. The other is that I am preparing myself for doing. So I bathe to, let's say, go to work, which for me is worship. So I'm preparing. So the preparation is also a part of the puja. Have you understand? When I explain that this will become, it's called Purva Puja. So the bathing to, let us say, do something, is also becomes part of the puja anga. Got it? Because it's a preparation for the act of puja. Similarly, sleeping also, I sleep and then I wake up to become fresh to worship God or to, whatever I do will become my worship. Then what happens? The sleeping also becomes a preparation to puja, so it becomes a puja anga. Have you understood what I'm saying? Because you're doing it as a part of the whole thing. So our whole life can become what? A worship. That's what actually happens when Siddha Purushas, everything for them, even breathing becomes this. Soham, soham. The whole breathing becomes what? A form of meditation or a puja or a worship. You understand? What a great thing, That would be an ideal state where 24 hours, what's happening? It's just worship. Every act of ours becomes. Now, even serving mankind, serving, doing seva, can become puja. How? Jagata ishadhi yukta sevanam ashtamurti brit deva pujanam. Upadeshasara, what does it say? Ishadhi yukta. With the bhava that I am worshipping God, when I serve mankind, then that also deva pujanam is what? Worship of God. Are you getting the point? Many times people say work is worship, work is worship. But the important thing in this particular thing is to understand is work is worship of whom? What? Not understanding thing, if you do it is worship of your ahankara. You understand? Work is worship, but of whom? So that bhava of what? Worshipping God should be there. Then it is worship. Otherwise, it's not worship. A workaholic is not called what? I hope you're understanding that. A person who's working 24 hours for selfish purpose is not called doing puja 24 hours. Is it okay? Even Samaj Seva, if it is done for the sake of name and fame, it still does not become what? That bhava of worshipping God is there. Then it becomes worship. Then Seva becomes worship, not otherwise. Got my point? So Samaj Seva is also what? Worship. Our daily routine also is what? Worship. Are you understanding now the pervasive... this? Because sometimes we feel only when I do something like that, then only it is called puja. But what happens is the bhava doesn't come. That is a fact also. God, many times say, God is everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. But do you see Him everywhere? To say God is everywhere is very nice to say, and theoretically. But do you actually experience that everywhere? So therefore, what we do is a puja, an actual ritual of a puja. Have you understood that? The ritual of a puja helps us to create a bhava of puja bhava. You understood that? The ritual is a method. Because as I said, everything that you do is puja. But we don't have the bhava. That is also a fact. So to cultivate the bhava, we do what? A ritualistic puja. Have you understood this point? To cultivate the puja bhava, one of the way is, that is why it becomes a bhakti sadhana. What does it become? In bhakti, this becomes a sadhana. Why? Because you're creating a puja bhava of love and devotion and all of that. So that's why it becomes a bhakti sadhana. A means to create that bhava in your heart. Now, in a ritualistic puja, now there is one thing called vidhi and there is one thing called bhava. Vidhi is a method, the process, the procedure. And the other is what? The bhava. Now tell me what is more important, vidhi or bhava? Obviously, it is bhava. When the bhava is very strong, vidhi is not important. What? When the bhava is overwhelming, it's very strong, the vidhi becomes secondary. Will you remember that? What did Shabari do? Classic example. What did Shabari do? Her bhava was so strong that she bypassed the vidhi. She tasted before giving it to God. Now that is not an acceptable vidhi. Do you agree with me? But her bhava was so strong that Bhagwan, what did he look at? The bhava or the vidhi? The bhava. So he says it's okay. That's perfectly acceptable. But our Lakshmanji was standing there. He was, his emphasis was on what? The vidhi. So he says, what is she up to? So Bhagwan said, nahi, 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 tere ko pata nahi, ye bhav ka bal kya hai. So he gave, after tasting, very smart, after tasting, he gave it to Lakshmana. Now Lakshmana, once it comes from Bhagwan, it becomes what? Prasad. So immediately he ate, you know. Otherwise he said, what is this? If she had given directly to him, she would have refused also, you know. But now Bhagwan tasted it and gave it to him. So immediately when he ate it, he says, "Arey, ab mere ko bhav ki mahima samajh mein aayi." You understand this? That sweetness that came was this. That is why in the Gita it is so beautifully said, "Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktyuparhutam ashnami prayatatmanah." Whatever you give, patram, pushpam, phalam, whatever you give. But how? Bhaktya prayachati, with bhava, aham uparhutam. I take that. And what do I take? Bhakti uparhutam, not the vidhi uparhutam. What do I take? The bhava I take. And it's like when you eat with a spoon. What do? The food you take, the spoon you take out. I hope so. You don't put the shavda spoon inside you. It says, nahi, andar dalo. You take it out. This is only a method to put the food inside you. Similarly, the vidhi is a method to put the bhava inside. Is it okay? The vidhi makes you see. Then they do this valedictory, this graduation ceremony for your children. When they put all that dum dum dum, then oh, that bhava comes. No, isn't it true? Otherwise they just give like that only. Phat de ke de diya, to koi bhav bhi nahi aayega. Yes or no? He dresses like that, dum dum dum, no, no. Then makes a big thing of it, and then what happens? They also feel, oh, pa. And all the parents also, wow. You understand how the bhava is created? You got the importance of the vidhi creating the bhava? You got the point? Because otherwise, what is that? Bhava? No, no, no. The vidhi helps to create the bhava. Otherwise, what happens? That bhava is not getting created, doesn't come. So vidhi is a means by which the bhava is created. Understood? So do you think all these things are important to know? What I'm speaking? Otherwise, no, 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 tell us what to do only. Arey Rama, that will come, Ray. You don't worry. If it doesn't come also, parvaila. As long as, you know, all these things are understood properly. So, but if bhava is not there, vidhi is important. I'm telling you, vidhi is very important also. Now, for example, you may not have any bhava for, you know, some person that you are going to meet, you know, official or something like that. But you have to follow the vidhi, then only he will do your work. Yes or no? Simple as that. You don't have any bhava for that. But you, the vidhi, fill a form, put it like that, make two copies, give one to this one do like that, then you do like that, then that is, and your work gets done. Isn't it true? So therefore, vidhi is also very, very important. As I said, it creates the bhava also, and vidhi also by itself, even if the bhava is not there, by itself, if the vidhi is done, then what happens? The work gets done. Of course, with bhava it is done, it's extra, but without bhava also, vidhi is important. Will you remember that? So many times people say, but I don't feel anything, why should I do? Arey Baba, because you don't feel anything, do. Have you understood that? We say the opposite, I don't feel anything, then why should I do? Keep doing and you will start feeling. Got it? Swamiji, I did try it for 2 days, but it's not. Arey, 2 days mein kya tere ko hoega? Kuch nahi hota hai. See, Indian marriages, the good old days, they had arranged marriage, right? So when they first, you know, met each other, and sometimes they would meet on the wedding day only. It used to be like that, you know, and some days on the wedding day, and then all of a sudden you find, Arey God, this is the guy I'm going to stay all my life, Rama, Shiva. What have I ever done to get this? You know, that thought will come on that first day, and then you don't even know what type of a person, nothing. You know, in the good old days, they never allowed you to meet and all. I'm talking about quite a few years back. And then not that the first day you fall in love, where is the question of falling in love and all that? And then slowly through the years, you get to know their plus and minus and ups and downs and all the things. And then slowly, and I actually believe that true love comes after 60 years. No, no, I'm really. Because then the real, you know, by that time each one has completely accepted what the other is. And they say, kuch badalne wala koi nahi hai. There's no way that nothing is ever going to change with the man or the woman, though aisa hi hai. And you accept them for exactly what they are, right? Till that time, it doesn't happen. Fur keeps happening in the marriage. Then by that time, you this. So, what I'm trying to say is that how much time it took to create bhava for that husband or wife? Yes or no? And you think, for God, one day I did, it doesn't work. What doesn't work? Are you understanding? Bolo. Hum log aise hote hain. Oh, rituals, nahi, it's not for me. I tried it out. Oh, like ice cream. This flavor I don't like. Ye koi vidhi koi ye ice cream flavor hai kya? Are you understanding? Some cheese. Interesting hote, how we talk, you know, sometimes we don't even realize. We don't, you know, carry it forward to the other thing. So when you do keep doing it, that is why vidhi becomes what? Important. Okay. Abhi. Vidhi kya hoti hai? Now, I'm going to tell you the principle behind the vidhi first. The siddhanta behind the vidhi. Okay? It's so beautiful. It is just so beautiful. Many times people say, what is Indian culture? I tell you, no. People think Indian culture means putting mehndi and dancing, doing Navratri, wearing ghagra choli, putting tikka and dancing Navratri. They think this is called what? Culture. I'm telling you, it is as their understanding of culture is so superficial. So therefore, what is culture? If you understand what is actually our culture, now I tell you, it is so, so, so beautiful. This is what you have to give to your children over here. You understand? This all you do, mehndi and dance and all that. I'm not saying don't do it. It's fine. But these are only outer expressions. But the actual culture is something which is inside you. Yeah? And this. So, exactly how we treat a guest. In our culture, what is our this? Siddhanta, Atithi Devo Bhava. Isn't it true? Atithi Devo Bhava means what? Consider the guest as God. This is the one. So this is the Siddhanta behind the Puja Vidhi. The principle behind the Puja Vidhi. Meaning what? How one is expected to greet the guest, you do the same things for God. Or what you do for God is what you do for the guest. You understand? Both ways. Now, supposing a great soul is going to come to your place. Swami Chinmayananda. A guru, Swami Tejamayananda. They're going to come to your place. What will you do? First is you make the house ready. Is it true or not? You prepare the house. You see that everything. You decorate the house. You put all the lamps and this and flowers and see that everything is clean and neat. And then in the closet, whatever is there, but outside everything is all perfect. Then when this whole thing is there, then what do you do? That this part is called Purva Puja. What is it called? Of everything. Perfect. Sab kuch. Kya na? What Gita Amma did was called what? Purva Puja. She did it. She put everything. She remembered. This must be there. That must be there. This. Tulsi must be there. So nicely. See how well she's done everything. 1, 2, 3. The riksa, then this, and the water is then this, then that. This is all puja. Purva puja. Are you understanding? Very, very important. This also is part of it. Otherwise, when you are sitting, are you chandan kidhar hai re? Itto leke aato, jara chandan leke aato. Ya to, aarti kya thali gaya nahi? Kidhar hai? Aarti. Then you get up and you... Is it true or not? That is not the way to do the puja. Sometimes we go to people's place. No? So, in winter, they would have called us for bhiksha and all. So they would have put the mala, you know, so it doesn't get spoiled, in the fridge. And sometimes the deep freeze. Then Swamiji aagaye. Abhi kya? Swamiji aagaye re. Je lekya re. Mala kidhar hai? Mala re fridge mein lekya, lekya. So mala is brought out from there. And then it's all frozen icicles on it. And then you shiver. And then they say, देखो गुरु स्वामीजी को कितना भाव है देखो भाव क्या है रे मैं मर रही हूँ ठंड से no भाव at all मैं मर रही हूँ ठंड से so the purva puja must be proper. What I'm trying to tell you is all the things must be in the proper. Everything must be kept properly. That is the whole thing. Purva Puja, it is called. And then in the part of the Purva Puja also, when you know that someone great is going to come and all, don't you pray, hey, koi vigna nahi aana chahiye, this should not happen, sab smooth ho jaye, So you pray, isn't it? So that means Ganesh ko kehta hai, arre koi vignan mat lao re abhi. And then Saraswati ko pray karte hai ki main bolu na to right cheez bolu, agar gadbad main bol dungi na to gadbad ho gaya, say the right thing and be, otherwise in my hadabada I might do something which is this and all that. And then you pray to the guru also and you say, okay, please jara acha gnyan bhar do ke main, everything becomes, don't we all do all of that? So this is all part of what? Purva Puja. Everything that is there is pure, it's good, it's neat, it's right, it's, pure. Everything, like that whole thing. This whole thing is called what? Purva Puja. Sometimes the Purva Puja can go on for hours together. Sometimes it can be very simple, but sometimes the Purva Puja itself. We have our Swami Sharadananda. Oyu Rama, his Purva Puja goes on forever. The main puja to aate aate, but the purva puja will go on. And sometimes just a sankalpa will go on forever. Forget about this. So this is called what? Purva puja. Okay, then once the purva puja is done, then what do you do? Then you wait for the guest to come. You wait so that whole mind is coming. Nowadays, though, of course, with all the mobiles and all that, where have you reached? Where have you reached? Every 5 minutes. But your mind is all hooked on to that person who's coming. Is it true or not? Are they coming? They're on the way. So this is called dhyanam. Atha dhyanam, the first this. You do the dhyana of that. Are. Abhi aayenge. Are. Then once they have come, you see them coming out of the car or walking up to your home or something. Then what do you do? First thing, what are you supposed to do? Aye. Is it true or not? Padhariye. Avahayami. Aye. Haven't you heard this word? Avahayami. Aye. Padhariye. Please, now this is what you should do even to guests. Okay? Any guest comes to your house, what should you do? This is called culture. Have you understood? Please come. Welcome. Suswagatam. This, because when we say culture means what? This is culture. Then, when they come in, what are you supposed to do? What do you do? The first thing you do is give them a seat. Is it true or not? Baithiye, birajiye, please sit. Isn't it? Not that you go away in the kitchen and let them find a place to sit and you better make yourself. Abhi aise ho raha hai. Isn't it true? You do your, So, what do you do? Now, when some great people come and all, what do? You wash the feet of the person. You see in so many cultures, though they, in Malayali homes, so outside the home only they'll put a small seat and then they'll wash the, you make them stand on that and then they first wash. Even Maharashtrian homes, they'll first wash the feet before you enter. Or sometimes they, you sit and then you, because the person would have come from far away, walked so much and all, so tiredness or whatever, so you wash the feet of that person. Bahar se aaye na, wash the feet. Padayoho padyam samarpayami. That step. Then what should you do? Give them water to drink. No, first wash the hands. So, hasta yoho arghyam samarpayami. Hands up. Aajkal kahenge, you want to use the washroom? want to use the... Yahan washroom kehte ki restroom kehte hai? Restroom kehte hai. Yahan kya kehte hai? Dono? Achha. Because each jagah, it's something different. All the rooms powder room. So do you want to eat? So yeah, this is the naturally a guest I had, so you have to do all these little this. And then pani. Dekhiye, pani should be given. You should not ask, will you have water? Nay, you should give. I remember when we were kids, you know, no one, there's no question of asking, do you want water? You just give water. And if you don't, then they would get, the parents would get angry. Pani nathi le aavya. They come and in 2 minutes time, the water must come. It's a hot place, India. So, bahar se aaye hain, to pehli cheez kya? Pani pilao. Have you not heard these type of things? Pehle pani pilao. Aajkal to puchte hain, pani peena hai? To kya bichara? You understand? Then you should give the pani. Part of the... So, mukhe achamaniyam samarpayami. Got it? This is the third one. Now, having done that, what do? After this, now, as I said, they may have come from far away or something like that. Then what? You say, you know, you want to shower, freshen up. So, what? Snaniyam samarpayami. And you're a rich person. So you have all sorts of jacuzzi and hot sauna and cold sauna and whatever else. I don't know what is. Chobi Vega. So you say, you're special, please. You have all those beautiful. So this special bath is called Abhishekam Samarpayami. Have you understood? Special bath. Special. All sorts of perfumes and this and that. No, you must take a massage and this and all. And what all dravyas you can do, Abhishek. Is it true or not? One is plain water, Abhishek, or rose water, Abhishek, or dahi, panchamritam snanam, you know, all this is all special. This and what do you say, what do you call, dahi and doodh and honey and what? Sugar and coconut water and chandan water and lime water and what else? Healthy water and... Oh, and at that time, the Lord looks so beautiful. Is it true or not? Oh, you have to see the beauty when you pour that chandan water on the whole idol. Ah, how beautiful. Doesn't it look beautiful? You've seen that? What a sight. What a beautiful sight. I tell you, one of the most wonderful things about the Indian puja is the colorfulness of the whole thing. So much of vibrant colors, and you know, if you're just an artistic person, just to appreciate the sheer colors in that whole thing. So beautiful. So, Abhishekam Samarpayami, special bath. After the special bath, what? Then, Alankaram and all that. So, Chandanam Samarpayami, Kumkumam Samarpayami, Akshatan Samarpayami, and beautiful vastras and all of her decoration. Vishnu Bhagwan is Alankara Priyaha. So, if it's Vishnu, Shiv Bhagwan is very, usko bahut jyada, you know, usko bhasma lagao, all over. He is happy, bhasma wala, you know. Vairagi Baba hai na, usko jyada kuch nahi chahiye. Uska decoration, uski shadi hui tab bhi, he had only his Shiva Ganas to dress him up. So the Shiva Ganas are all the Bhuta Ganas, one and all of them. Unko kya pata? To smashan mein jaake, they brought lots of ashes and they put it. They said, this is your makeup. And Bhagwan said, oh, great, I look so good. And they didn't know what to do also. So they had all snakes all around and all that. So they said, hey, idhar tarwa, tua. Isko ek idhar bandha, ek idhar bandha, ek idhar bandha. And Bhagwan Shiva said, wow, I look the greatest of dulla. Then and when they went to Mainak, I mean that to the for the Bharat they took, and that Bharat, all types of Shiva Ganas dancing away and all. And then when they actually went, the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law, she fainted over there. It is said She actually fainted. Then they had to wake her up. He says, what? It is, who is this? This one's going to marry my beauty. Look at her dressed and all like a real proper, you know, that bride. And look at this one. In fact, it is said that the devatas were also coming for the wedding, na? So they refused to go with him. Travel. He says, no, we are not joining this group of, you know. They said, we will come on our own. We will not come with you in the barata. Yeah. Our reputation is at stake. Ye log aise aise log. Unke saath mein photo khinch liya, to ghar mein hamara problem hoga. Log kahenge, kya hai re? So we are not going with him. So what I'm trying to say is, Bhagwan Shiva is, you can put bhasmam and all that. But if you have Vishnu Bhagwan, oh, baba re, yeah, oh, and especially Krishna Bhagwan, Lala Ji, wow, re, baba, usko to jo, ye chahiye, ye nahi chahiye. He's very nakhrala also. You put something, he refuses. You know, we've had all these type of experiences happening. Where in Ahmedabad Ashram, we dress him, he says, I don't want to wear this. So it won't stay at all. It'll come out. Then we put another one. Then they said, I don't want this. Then this grand, you know, this elder person, we know, I mean, we've seen all this happening. He said, look, I'm an old man. I've been going up and down getting all these dresses 5 times. If you don't wear this, na, you just stay the way you are. You better wear it or I'm not going to do anything. You stay exactly the way you are. And in 1 minute, that dress goes up with no problem. We've seen all this. What I'm trying to tell you is these are all things not made up. I have seen it. You know? He tries and he tries. He puts a pin here. He does this, this, and blah, it'll come out. It won't stay at all. And then he threatens Bhagwan. And he says, you do this next time. You see, I'm an old man. Don't you have any daya for me? I'm doing all this for you. And other. You do this, I am leaving you exactly the way you are. Go. One more try. Put it, it stays. Are you understanding this? So, this is called what? Vastram samarpayami, alankaram samarpayami, all of this, you know, chandanam, kumkum, akshata, all the whole thing. Now, having done all that, what? It's time for what? Archana, flowers. Then you, of course, the flowers are also part of the decoration and all that, you know. At that point of time, you do the archana. Now, it depends. Now, if you want to do archana, 1,000 names, that is possible. 108 names, that is possible. Or just one flower, that's also possible. See, you see the beauty of these pujas. You can make it a 10-hour puja, or you can make it a 5 minutes puja. It all depends on you. You understand? So, you can make it elaborate. People, rituals take so much time. It depends on you. You can do the whole thing in 2 minutes, or you can do the whole thing in what? 20 minutes, or 2 hours, or whole day. It all depends on you. You understand? So, archanam samarpayami. So, you offer flowers with one name you take, and you offer it at the feet of the Lord. After the archana, what happens? Now, I'll tell you the principle of all these things also, again. We offer the best to God. What are we doing? The Panchamahabhuta, from the Panchamahabhuta, the best of the Panchamahabhuta is given to God. So, that's why the incense stick, the best of the fragrance, you understand? So, the flowers are the best in the, this, isn't it creation? So, whichever is considered as the best, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, you offer to God. Got the point of this? So in terms of the Samagri and everything also, so Puja also, when you put the flowers and you put the, you know, Naivedyam, so you cook special things with all care and all the lovely, lovely things that, and you offer it to God. The best of creation and with the bhava what? Tera tujhko arpan. I'm taking it from your garden and giving it to you. But my bhava is added to the whole thing and I give it back to you. You understand? So, dhupam agrapayami. I mean, I do it, I will show you how you do it. The other one is what? Deepam sandarshayami. You show the light to the Lord. Then, what do you do? After dhupa and deepa, then you have naivedyam. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Chappan bhog. Haven't you seen this? Have you ever seen a chappan bhog? I think Swaminarayan temple must be doing it, na? Especially Janmashtami time and all that, they must be making a big elaborate. Rajadhiraj. Now, remember, Bhagwan is who? The Lord of all lords, the King of all kings. Isn't it true? He is the Rajadhiraj. So that's why what you do is called royal this for him. So whichever bhava, it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, this is one of the bhava that you can have for him. One bhava is that he is my Bala Gopal. So you do the whole puja in a different way if you're considering him as what? Bala Gopal. For example, I know of a lady who used to actually put malaria tablets if there is malaria in the air. Bala Gopal. Why? You better take it, huh? There's so much of malaria. You better. This bhava is important. I remember this one lady, I was staying in her home. And early morning, I heard shouting. I'm wondering, why, whom is she shouting? This nice lady, wonderful person, what is she shouting at? When I went there, she's in the puja room and busy shouting Bhagwan. Shouting at Bhagwan and telling him, what is this? You are behaving like this? Don't you know I have to go with Vimalananda? She's come here, I have to go with her for this lecture. You have not finished your this, you have not done this, you have not this, you know? She was scolding him left, right, and center. मैंने time थे कुछ ना आठ लोग तो ये करो जो जवान हो चाहे जल्दी जल्दी पता भी लो. He is telling Bhagwan. I was watching this whole thing, so much of love in her heart. Then she would, you know, like now go to sleep and all. So she would put everything, you know, this. I'm coming back in 1 hour's time. Okay, this. Like how you would do to her? Her whole life was centered around Bala Gopal. And I have to tell you, in the house of the Pushti Margi, the food is extremely tasty. I don't know, I've had occasions, hundreds of occasions to taste the food. Why? Because they make it with all that, what? The sheer love that is there in their heart. The food will be too good. So anyway, so here is, you offer what? Naivedyam. And then after the Naivedyam, what do? Because now it is time for, because he's King of Kings, entertainment, Raja Upachara. You give all Nrityam, Geetam, Chamara, this. Have you not seen? Dum, da, da, dum, dum. You know, all these songs and dance and this. But he's the King of all Kings, the best of everything you offer. Abhi koi guest aaya hai to kya kahenge, Swamiji, I have a home theater, do you want to? Hum aapko kuch dikha sakte hain, can I give you this, can I take you there, you understand, this is called what? Rajopachar. Are you understanding? The same thing what you do, there it's the same thing. Rajopachar, like royal treatment. You give him chhatram. Have you seen that or not, how they do, like, I say, oh, chamara, chhatram, this, that. And then you say, you know, Bhagwan's all dressed. You show him a mirror also. Dekho. Oh, I'm happy. Good. After you dress, don't you see? So Bhagwan's, okay. Rajopachar. And after the Rajopachar, what do? You do arati. And then you offer dakshina. Sometimes, you know, they do in a daily prayer also, they will put one coin for dakshina. And after all this, what do? Then, this is over, then time to go na. To kya karenge? This is a very important part of our culture. We say what? Bhulchuk maaf karo. Don't we say that? Mere se kuch phool ho gayi hogi in my entertaining you, in my this and all. Please. Karte ki nahi? This is very, very important. Even guest aayenge to aapko bolna chahiye ki kuch humne kiya to usme kuch kami ho gayi hai to aap bhul chuk maaf. Bolte hain ki nahi bolte hain? Aajkal koi nahi bolta hai. But if I have done something, please forgive me. And in the end, what do? Prarthna karte hain. Karte hain ki nahi karte hain? Bless my May you be happy with whatever I have done. Please bless. And then what do? We don't say this. In all our Indian languages, what is the word? Come back, not go away. Aujo, poeta, vara. Isn't it? Yete, not jate. The Maharashtrians say what? Yete. Yete means I'm coming, not I'm going. In all languages. In Telugu, what do you say? Velivasthanam. Go in, come. So you see how beautiful our language is and all the. This is called culture. This is the culture. And then, leaving all prasannata in your heart. That is called prasada. Okay. Now, tomorrow I will show you how to. Okay. But Siddhanta acha laga? Now, you can pick up one or two of these upachars and do it. Or you can do all of them. Or you can do... Now the choice is yours. You understand? You can do an elaborate one or you can do 5 minutes. You can actually do the whole thing in 5 minutes time. All of this. Not difficult. And if you keep on doing it every day, the mantras you'll know by heart like that. Isn't it? You won't even have to look at anything. And it'll just come to you. Samjhe? Very, very wonderful this. We will see tomorrow, okay? These are some of the things that we do in the Dharma Seva course. We actually explain everything. We actually make this demonstration. So the Dharma Seva course is not just giving talks and everything, but we actually do demonstrations of all the things, you know, like puja, japa, homa, all the rituals, everything possible. Give siddhanta. There's something called learning time in our Dharma Seva course. So in the learning time, there is a lot of actually learning processes, you know, that we do. That's part of the Dharma Seva course. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Amma, you can keep the same type of preparation tomorrow. Hari Om. Tomorrow is the last day of the session. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 8 is the last session. So, all those, you haven't given the covers? Everyone, cover this. What you gave for the, this is the Guru Dakshina for. I told you the puja is part of the Guru Dakshina is a part of the vidhi. Okay? So you can give the Guru Dakshina offer and we'll have this also being. Okay. Don't you think all this should become part of all your teaching for Balviharas, etc.? Yes or no?
Yes.
Please do it. Let it all become part of your teaching. Why should they learn at your age?
They should learn.